Coming up in this edition of Broncos TV, presented by Comcast, find out what makes putting on a draft hat so special. Stay tuned.
With the Comcast Triple Play, you get high-speed internet, digital cable TV, and unlimited local and long-distance home phone service. And now when you order the Comcast Triple Play, we'll throw in Denver Broncos cornerback Champ Bailey. Okay, I didn't actually mean that you get Champ Bailey. I meant that as a bonus, you'll receive the digital sports tier with access to exclusive Denver Broncos programming. Get the Comcast Triple Play today and receive the digital sports tier free for an entire year.
It may just look like a hat on the surface, but to whoever slips it on when pick number 12 is announced Saturday, it will symbolize much more, the culmination of all the hard work that has been put in to finally make it in the NFL. Last year, Jarvis Moss and Tim Crowder both donned the Broncos hat come draft day and say it was an emotional time.
You know, it was just a real emotional time. Probably as emotional as I ever got, you know, over anything. And a relief at the same time, you know, just you know, all the hard work you put into, you know, football, all the years you growing up and all the time you put in up into the draft, it was just a relief, you know, like a 100 pounds off my shoulders.
It was just a relief, you know, that was just the biggest thing. And, you know, I saw a weird number on the phone and I answered the phone, it was Coach Shanahan. And like I said, it was just a big sigh of relief. You know, I had to wait a little bit longer, so it was just a big sigh of relief for me.
The draft can also take players on a roller coaster. That was the case for DJ Williams back in 2004, when he had no idea the Broncos were going to draft him.
I remember, you know, I went through the whole thing with my agency. We looked at it. Okay, this team needs this team needs that. New Orleans calls me at the 16th pick and says, we're taking you at number 18. I'm all happy because one of my friends, Dante Stallworth, played with New Orleans. I call him up, we're texting, we're on the phone, we're talking about Mardi Gras beads and this and that. And then, like a little bit later, you see Denver trades down from 24th or something to 17th. I looked at the TV, I was like, I'm not even worried. I'm on the actual phone with somebody from the Saints talking, my boy. I'm like, yeah, I'm coming, blah, 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 this and that. Next thing I know, my agent, I'm outside the room. Agent comes in and says, hey, Denver on the phone, they want to talk to you. I'm like, I'll talk to him later. He's like, nah, they won't talk to you. I go in there, I see my name go across the little ticker thing, 17th pick, Denver Broncos select DJ Williams, University of Miami.
But is the draft hat that important to keep as memorabilia?
Yeah, I do. It's actually up on, you know, one of my trophy shelves or whatever. I got it set next to my Bronco helmet.
I don't even remember which one it was. You know, there's so much happened during the season, I forgot which one it was. But I know one thing, I got the Bronco helmet. So.
Regardless of what happens to this hat when the newest Bronco puts it on come Saturday, Moss says it is very important to come in and keep your head straight.
Just keep your nose clean, you know, come in, you know, work hard and, you know, everything else will take care of itself. You know, you just got to come in and, you know, try and convert into a professional as fast as you can. And, you know, no doubt in my mind, you know, he'll be okay.
Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.